Watch, Nick Wright calls Aaron Rodgers a malignant force in the culture. By Warner Todd Houston on January 5, 2024. Fox Sports 1 commentator Nick Wright flamed New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers as a malignant force on American culture after the NFL players joke about late-night comedian Jimmy Kimmel and Jeffrey Epstein. The host of FS1's What's Right? With Nick Wright was indignant over Rodgers' constantly controversial comments, the New York Post reported. The story is Aaron Rodgers, who undeniably is one of the most famous athletes in America today. Arguably the single most powerful player in the single most powerful league we have, has crossed the Rubicon from wacky conspiracy theory guy to malignant force in the culture, and nobody has seemed to have batted an eye, Wright railed during his Thursday broadcast. If Steph Curry went on the Dan Patrick show and just casually said, implied that Julia Roberts murdered somebody and seemed serious about it, I don't think the story would be, is this going to affect Dan's relationship with Julia's movie studio, Wright added. Most recently, Wright disagreed with Rodgers over the quarterback's comments about Kimmel. During an appearance on the Pat McAfee show on January 2, Rodgers hinted that Kimmel's name might be found on the list of visitors to Jeffrey Epstein's island. "There's a lot of people, including Jimmy Kimmel. Really hoping that doesn't come out," McAfee said of the client list that was about to emerge. Kimmel later threatened to sue Rodgers for connecting him to Epstein. After all this, Wright went off on Rodgers. "Rodgers has become the voice in the sports world of some of the most deranged, unhinged people in our populace," Wright said. Wright also blasted Rodgers for calling the federal government the alphabet gangsters because, in Wright's opinion, it impinges on the LGBTQ community. He is so deep in the toxic internet brain vortex that it got lumped in with the mass delusion psychosis he talks about in the Super Bowl logo memes and the debate me. Pro 2. Dr. Anthony, Fauci, and the Epstein list. It is all just one stew of a brain that's been melting," Wright exploded. Now he's throwing out terms that have not only nothing to do with the pharmaceutical industry but also, if you knew what they meant, would disavow. Wright also slammed Rodgers for being judgmental about people's sexuality. "I think Aaron is a lot of things. I think being judgmental of what people do privately sexually is not one of them." Yet, it just spilled out of his mouth like so much of this other toxic bull's tea that has a platform nearly an hour a week to spew for folks that otherwise I don't think are looking for it. Wright exclaimed without offering any examples of Rodgers' supposed discrimination based on people's sexuality. "We've all become numb to the fact of who is saying it and what he is saying," Wright continued. "There was just flatly one of the greatest players we've ever seen in America's favorite sport who plays in the biggest market who has a bigger platform than any other player in the league. More power over his team than any other player in the league. That guy went on national television and casually threw out there to millions of people, 'Hey, this guy that I don't like, probably a pedophile. That's what F. King happened.' One of our most prominent voices in sports has become the face, the voice, and most importantly, the megaphone for any bats t crazy, half-baked theory he stumbles across on the internet," Wright accused.